The latest reports coming out of the Libyan capital Tripoli suggest that things are going from bad to worse. Yesterday we got through to our new friend Amir in Tripoli, and let's see if we can hear the latest from him again this morning. Amir, how are you?
Fine, thank you.
What's the situation in Tripoli now?
Tripoli became the city of the ghosts. There's nobody outside, or the markets are closed, everything is closed. The streets are empty, there's no people outside, there's nothing.
Some reports in Australia and Western media are saying that there are gangs with machine guns roaming the streets, randomly shooting. Have you seen that?
It was the same situation, but the only difference today that there's no one gone out. Even if the colonel asks the whole Libyan citizen of Tripoli to go out to support him yesterday in his speech but no one went out. All the city, all the citizens are inside their homes like hostages. Nobody went out.
Have you got power? Have you got water?
We have power. We have power and water, but we don't have food. There's a lackage of food, as I told yesterday. The supply is running very short, and we don't know how long we can survive.
And do people know what's happening in Tobruk, for instance? The government has lost control, and the civilian.
We know. We have satellite, and we watch news, but we don't know what. Tobruk is very far from Tripoli, 1,000 or more kilometers, so it's like another state.
Did you watch Colonel Gaddafi on TV?
A little. I didn't finish all the speech.
What was the reaction?
No, we know the guy. So there's no need to talk. We know him.
He's
a psychopath. Sorry,
what was that?
He's a psychopath. So we expect everything from him. 40 years. We know how he's thinking. And
what about his sons?
There's no difference. Gaddafi equals his son, and his son equals Gaddafi. There's one unit. There's no such thing called Gaddafi and his son. There's just one unit.
Are there mercenaries in the streets?
What?
Are there hired, paid soldiers from overseas in the streets?
Yeah. I told you yesterday that, but today I told you today no one gone out. I'm traveling inside our homes. We received messages from the Ministry of Education asking people to go back to the schools and universities and normal, but nobody would go.
What's going to happen?
We don't know. We are waiting.
What are you waiting for?
Freedom. That's it. Tomorrow, I received also a message. There's a message traveling all over the mobile phones in Libya saying that tomorrow will be a million people protest in the city center.
Will you go?
One million march. Yeah, sure.
Will all your friends go?
I don't know. They said they will go, but, because we are unarmed. We have nothing to fight, but we will go.
And if the soldiers start shooting?
It's going to be a massacre. I don't know.
You're prepared to take that risk?
We are very sick of this situation. We want to live free or die free. That's what all we have to do. I'm emotionally very tired and physically I'm very tired. I can't sleep. And we feel very, very... very angry and very disappointed about the international society, and we don't know. We think that the battle of Libya becoming a sin, becoming something, bringing bad things to us.
What should the United Nations or the Western powers, what should
we
be doing?
A lot of asked me this question, channels I interviewed would ask me this question, but I'm not a politician to tell you what the United Nations can do or what will it do. I don't know. But
should we be sending troops to protect civilians?
At least stop the aircraft from going outside Libya, bringing militias and warriors outside Libya from Africa. So I don't know. We are very tired.
Should NATO, should the US, should the West be sending peacekeepers?
USA, Israel, anyone. We don't care. Anyone.
Even Israelis?
Even Israel. We don't care.
An international peacekeeping force would be, it would be combat with Gaddafi's troops.
So that's what why they are made, to give the nation peace. We are a nation. We want peace. That's their duty. Their duty to come and fight for the safety of the nations. That's their job. So why they don't want to fight? They want the civilians to die? No. I don't think so.
Amir, I can't imagine how difficult it must be. I salute you for your courage and stay safe, and I hope we can speak again tomorrow and things will be resolved.
Thank you. Thank you very much. And God bless us and God bless us all and God save us all.
Take care. Amir speaking to us from Tripoli, the capital of Libya, where things are going from bad to worse.